I was taken with in 5198. So it just says, the matter under consideration here is likewise of a holy nature, since it concerns a further rebirth of the natural through the joining of this to the celestial of the spiritual. So what struck me about that, just increased the sense of what holiness and sacredness and those terms are related to, and they're related to the regeneration of the human mind. Your more nuanced view is that everything to do with the regeneration of the human mind is a holy, sacred process. So when it's talking about holiness, this is what it's referring to. It's referring to the Lord's work in regenerating the human mind. That work involves states of feeling distant. When those bad things arise, and being out of connection and all of that is all part of the process whereby what is higher can become established. So one way I think of the celestial of the spiritual is the interior things of the word, that the principles of the word, or the love that is linked back to those first principles of the word, when they are remembered, they come to the fore and things just get organized and a state of peace, despite what's happening, is established. When it's forgotten and we are sort of struggling around in the letter of the word and it doesn't seem to be helping us or supporting us, that's this process of those more interior things having been forgotten, which is part of the whole process. It's not that that is a bad thing. It is just what is needed so that we can then remember. And when we remember, that which is remembered is that much more powerful and able to bring a sense of stability back, because we have experienced the struggle of being disconnected from that. So you always have this polarity, seeming polarity going on, but it's not a polarity at all. It's held as one in this whole process.